cross my mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing heart. Risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Quickly here, I'm going to introduce another song. This song was the one that the Lord was playing in my mind this morning when I woke up.
Maria?
Shh.
Maria.
Quiet.
Come down.
No.
Maria.
Please. My mother and father will wake up.
Just for a minute.
A minute is not enough.
For an hour, then.
I cannot.
Then forever.
Shh.
Coming up.
Maria.
Momentito, Papa. They'll see what you've done.
Momentito, Maria.
Cállate. Shh. It is dangerous. If Bernardo knew.
We will let him know. I'm not one of them, Maria.
But you are not one of us. And I am not one of you.
To me, you're all the beautiful...
Aruca.
Sí, ya vengo, Papa.
Aruca?
His pet name for me.
I like him. And he will like me.
No. He's like Bernardo. Afraid. Imagine being afraid of you.
You see...
I see you.
Oh, Maria, see only me.
Only you, you're the only thing I see. Forever, in my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do. Nothing else but you, ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Welcome to Retrocentric Radio. Our service and our pastor is Jesus Christ, and we love him. We'll say a prayer and ask him to help us tonight. Lots of anticipation this weekend, and Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to live in your power and to share it as you will. And it's a blessing that you allow us to glorify you. So you lead us, and we believe what you say, and we will continue to do as we are led. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be glorified in all that we do, and help us to stay on that path. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I think we've got Tana. Is that Tana?
Hi. Hi, I love you. Good night.
Hi, Tana.
Good night. Jesus,
just
tell me to get it tonight.
That's right. He played that song over and over this morning in my head. Like, and this, you know, I've listened to that song, but it's not what would normally be playing in my head. So I had to ask him, and he said, "Yeah, I was doing that." Okay. So, and then we have Keith.
Hey.
Hi, Keith.
How's it going? Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken. Love you all. I'm at work,
everybody.
So I'm setting up while I'm listening. So I'm dead out of because I have to go to work.
Okay. My attention was drawn to that song because that was one of the songs my daughter sang on the 28th of June.
Oh, perfect.
Sorry, cool. Keith, I didn't. My board is flipping around. What's this? I think we've got Katie, but she might be muted. Katie, can you speak?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah. Hey. The Lord is coming. I'm so excited, guys, for leaving.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Definitely going. It's definitely time. I certainly see the sounds around, signs around me. There's no doubt.
Okay.
And Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, are you down to look at UFOs with me tonight?
What's that, Katie?
You down to look at UFOs with me later?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's cool. So, Joe, you think we're out of here?
Transpire. Yeah, I really do. I thought I woke up in a weird way this morning. That song, that beat me out.
I hear you. Pat was hoping to call in, and she wasn't sure she was going to be able to, but it was interesting that she did that because I hadn't really planned on hosting, but the Lord sort of told me he wanted me to, and I said, well, we'll see how that works out, and that's exactly what happened. And and then she sent me, one of the emails she sent me was something I thought was really, really fitting to read. And it matched exactly that the Lord specifically asked me to put a song on the in our studio, and I just know. So I'm thinking she's going to call in, but maybe she won't. I'm not sure. We'll just have to wait and see. And I see. I have been asked to explain the signs around me. I can't say too much about it, you know, I think we all have our times, and we're aware of transitions. We're certainly involved in a transition, and you can see that things around you are being positioned accordingly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a word today. I think it got sent out pretty widely, but not everybody who listens. It's probably on the email list, so I'm just going to start by reading that. Outside of the specifics of the word, the most unique thing about this today was that he made it very clear. I said, you know, do you want me to send this out now? Or he said, now and immediately. So I sent this out. It's been circulated. Several of you have seen it. But anyway, this is a word that he gave to me today. It says, dear friends, I come now. Do not hesitate to believe. What does it cost you? I have given everything you know for you. Give a little of yourselves for me. I come now. Soon we depart from my heavenly realm. It is glorious. Stay with me always. If not, keep me in your heart. Remember my love. I will come back for you. Times get progressively harder as the final days of this evil come. Hold on to me, Jesus. Believe in my creation, the ultimate physical testimony of me. Therefore, believe also in my loving redemption, which is already accomplished. Accept this spiritual testimony of me as well. It is as real as my creation. You already know me. Do you recognize me? I recognize and am with you always. The barrier between us is like a door hinged by human weakness. Stepping out in faith unlatches that door and enables you to recognize my presence in your life. Continue to take steps, even simple prayer, towards me. So that was the word that I got today.
Wow.
And I think he's just reaching out for everyone in every way right now. not everybody hears, you know, he's just trying to find a way to reach everyone and encourage everyone to stay with him, whatever the circumstances, because as his plan unfolds, he's showing care for everyone. I think Judy put up on her YouTube actually something that I sent to her, a link, which is Last Trumpet 08, I think it was. And I've had several experiences that convinced me that she's definitely led by the Holy Spirit. And the message she posted for today was entitled Arise, A-R-I-S-E, exclamation point. And obviously there was text, but I think you get the idea. So, there's just a lot going on. I think what I want to try to do is, if I can find it, I think Chris had a word. She posted a word. It said, my thunder claps, the wedding bells peal, joyous celebration for the king, the candles are lit, the coffee is poured, what a race, exclamation point. What endurance, exclamation point. What faith, it's grand, it's adored. So I don't know, I think that was Chris Slaughter's word, but if it wasn't, she can tell me in chat here. Okay, so does somebody else have something they'd like to add right now?
Katie probably does. Katie, what are you getting these days?
Yeah, well, so as all of y'all probably saw, I mean, we got the sign of Jonah yesterday, which is, like, unbelievable. I mean, me and my friend were praying for a sign, and then God had been giving me the sign of Jonah for the past 2 nights. I didn't even know what that was about. And then we were on the phone, and I was like, wow, the tomb of Jonah just got attacked. And then, you know, what do you know? Everyone's making videos about the sign of Jonah.
So it was
really awesome.
Right.
So.
Well, tomorrow's the 27th, right? So it's a big, something big is going to happen with that.
Yep.
Isn't that with the IMF, the monetary fund? I think that's what they were kind of implying was the 27th. So it's probably going to be something big, rapture, stock market crash, something.
Yeah, 27th, 28th. I sort of received that it was more the 28th, but you know, honestly, I think we've had more leading to the 28th just within our group than almost anything that I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in the last couple, 2 or 3 months, and it's not for nothing. I mean, definitely we're having a tremendous amount of attention, and then the world is simply cooperating by having these other events occur. And, it was very interesting today. I read an article out of England that talking about World War One, and we've talked about how these wars are the so-called elites create these wars to profit from them and so on. And for the first time ever, somebody who is in possession of the personal possessions of the foreign minister at the time World War One broke out had a letter, and basically it was written, and the circumstances described the King of England 2 days before the First World War broke out, directing the foreign minister to find any excuse to go to war. And this would have been, of course, with the people we now can call the Germans. But anyway, it initiated, and they did what they had to do, and the next day they were at war. But the foreign minister, and this was a private conference or meeting that they had, apparently lasted for an hour and a half, and there is no public record of it. And the king said, whatever you do, you have to find a reason to go to war. And it's exactly this sort of conversation. And apparently this letter and this record has been in private hands all these years, 100 years, and never brought to light until today. And today there was an article about it, and it relays exactly the sort of thing that we're concerned about is it could be happening again today. And we know that these people are, there are some people who believe that they should run the world this way. I have a caller here. I'm not sure who it is. Let's find out. 413?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Alana. I love you.
Hi, my
goodness.
Hi. Hi. I'm calling because Blog Talk is kicking me out and doing foolish things.
Really?
I am listening. Yes.
You know, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a major thing with Roger last night. I'm just listening, though. Please go on.
Okay. So this particular story was, and I didn't really get a chance to kind of get a link or anything. If I can do a follow-up this evening, maybe I can post it tomorrow if we're here. And but we're anyway, it was a very interesting timing that that would come out now, and I don't know if that was God's direction or not. He does say all things will be revealed, especially of the people who would work in secret and in darkness. So perhaps that is part of that plan. Okay, so Alana, Chris says that I should make you talk. Can I make you talk?
Okay, but I'm the least of these.
No.
All I can contribute to the discussion that I can really talk about is that Bill and I have been talking for days. Really, I have no idea how long, about the Book of Jonah. For me, it started with a Bible flip, you know, days ago. Mm-hmm. And I've never flipped to the Book of Jonah before, and we've just been talking about it back and forth and back. And finally, as I was puzzling it, considering the sign that would be shown this generation, I realized that Jonah had, God had set a date, and Jonah had pronounced the date, as we have also done, and the date did not come to pass, as all we've also seen happen. And Jonah left the city of Nineveh, and he sat in the booth, and he saw the gourd, the blessing of the gourd. I won't go into all of that. The bottom line is that God has been setting dates. We have been setting dates. The dates have not come to pass as we expected them. And I can't tell you how this hit me. That is the sign of Jonah. Right there.
Right.
Simple.
Yep.
Don't need no dollars.
Thank you for saying that, Alana, because I saw some of that discussion in chat at some point, and it's a really good point. We've got a lot in common with Jonah, except Jonah was not a very willing messenger, and those of us here are only here because we're willing messengers. Absolutely, that is the sign of Jonah. It's amazing how these things have been brought around. I do have one question for you. I remember what you said when we were speaking about, I think the 7th of July, 7th, and he basically had you stand up and sort of give a verbal proclamation. And I wanted to ask you if it was fair to think that the seven he was speaking about could have been the seven-week time period that we're learning as sort of a Pentecost of Pentecost here on the 28th. Is that a does that seem to connect for you or not?
I'm a woman who keeps vigils. He says seven. You're talking about a woman who went to work wearing white linen, okay? In a serious way. And God has kind of said, don't talk about this too much. Simply I can say, I'm feeling the 28th. I what happened on the 7th is what happened on the 7th. Right now, I am where I am right now. But it seemed to me that, to go briefly back to the book of Jonah, that when it began to unfold to me, I just plucked off the bird, off the feathers off that bird, and I just cut it down to its simplest possible thing. God gave him a day. He gave a day. He was confused. Didn't know what to do. I just cut it all the way down, and what struck me when I did that, and I didn't do, 3 days of dark, whatever, I didn't embellish. It was so elegant in its simplicity that I was just stunned. That, it was like a child could see it. Really add. I wish I had more, profound words. I kind of don't.
Well, that's okay. It was sort of like old business. I wanted to catch up on a little bit just to see, because it doesn't have to be, of course. And I just thought I'd see. Well, certainly we're looking at the 28th, and thanks for sharing that. I'm trying to think of what I saw today. It's a bit different subject. It'll come back to me. Does anybody else have anything that they want to share right now?
End of July is just fair game for me. I mean, God's leading me to the 27th, but any time in July, I feel like the translation and then the rapture is going to be the ninth of Av. That's just my thought. I don't know. That's just what I believe right now, because it kind of lines up with a week, because God told me a week between the translation and the worldwide. So if it was, now, then the worldwide would make sense on the 9th of Av, which is the 5th of August. And, yeah, so any day, really.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There's this one, it's a relatively short thing that Pat sent me that I wanted, really felt led to read, and it was actually, I immediately knew what to do with it, and then saying, well, wait, I'm probably not going to host the show today. And then I ended up asking, he said, yeah, I want you to host the show. But I didn't send any messages to anybody. I said, well, if he wants me to do it, he'll work it out. And that's exactly how things worked out. I want to find, let's see if I can find which one. Looking here. This is from... Patton has all this stuff down. This is something that she shared, and I'm sure she shared it with some others, but this is called Wings of Prophecy, and it's Glenda Linkus. And this particular one sort of struck me. Try to read it and do it justice here. All I have is thine. My children fail to realize that they have access to all my kingdom's riches. They need only claim them through my word to receive. My children, I desire you would have more joy, more abundance, more of everything good than anyone in the world around you. Should this not be so? You are mine. All I have is yours, now and forever. Walk with me in the cool of the evening. talk with me at dawn, sup with me as the disciples did. I desire your presence, and it gives me great pleasure to prosper you in the earth, that you may have fullness and joy as you live for me. Now, that's the end, and I'm going to go back to this one line. All I have is yours, now and forever. Well, that is the name of the song. You know, we've put several songs in the studio, but that particular song is the title that he gave me and gave me specific instruction to load. And it's a song I've played once or maybe twice, but see if I can find it here. But the thing about this song is that is exactly the title, Now and Forever. And it's by someone, it's supposed to be here. There it is. By Richard Marx. And check this out. We downloaded it. And I've noticed this and not mentioned it before. The length of this song, as loaded in the studio, is 3 minutes and 33 seconds. So anyway, here is the song, Now and Forever. Forever. Those apparently are the words for today. Keith, did you have any news that you wanted to read? If you're there,
do I have any news?
Or Katie?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, there's a lot. You know, MH17 is now officially, they came out and said that that was actually the lost flight MH370. And I don't know if y'all saw, but a lot of the bodies and stuff, they were already decomposed and all the blood was drained from the bodies. And they have, like, a lot of evidence on that. So that's what happened to that
wow.
plane. That plane, MH17, was the lost flight MH370. So that was pretty big news, really.
Yeah, do you know where you saw that? Because I'm not...
Yeah, if you go to topinfopost.com.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to make a video and put a link to the
excellent.
Thing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Also,
what was the story with that?
What?
What was the story with that, Katie? I don't understand. The bodies were not in the plane, or they were killed beforehand, or what was the story with that whole thing?
Well, apparently the recent plane that just crashed or whatever, they're saying that the bodies had been decomposed for quite some time. The blood had been drained from them. And so I don't know if it was some kind of sacrifice. I don't know if it was just, I don't know what it was, but they had, like, rotten corpses that were drained of blood. So I'm gonna post this link that it has all the pictures and all the evidence of.
What are they saying? What are they trying to say about it?
They're just saying that that plane that just recently crashed was in fact the lost MH370 plane. It was
mm-hmm.
the same plane.
Yeah, there were a lot of similarities there, I think. I know some people were suspicious right away. It's exactly the same kind of aircraft, and the number of passengers on board or the number of persons on board was one listed for that flight was exactly the same number as listed for MH370 in one of the two numbers that I saw at the time, which was 295. And for some reason, those numbers seem to bounce around and never get pinned down. But so... And the idea, Keith, one of the pro-Russian soldiers that was at the crash site claimed that, I'm not sure who it was, but anyway, they claimed that the bodies were in an advanced state of decomposition relative to having been a new down flight. It was as if they had been dead for several days. And, of course, that fits the scenario that you have this missing airliner of exactly the same type with exactly the same number of people that have been their whereabouts have been unknown for months since March, early March. So that's the theory anyway. I'm very interested to see what they found because if they have hard evidence, that's a world changer, I think. So I'm really curious to see that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, there was a massive dust storm that rolled over Phoenix today, and the footage was just unbelievable. I mean, I watched the footage of it today. Wow. Have y'all seen that?
Not that one.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll probably put a link for that, too. That was something y'all should watch. Obama's sanctions against Russia sparked the AK-47 buying frenzy. Basically, you know, they're trying to take away the rifles or whatever. So everyone's trying to buy those up. And then the CIA is now using Amazon Cloud to track people's data, which is nothing new, really. And then there's more earthquakes, you know, on the Madrid fault line in Montana. is making Yellowstone, you know, more prone to erupt.
Yep.
And there's a new aerial footage shows massive holes in the border fence. This is about the immigration. Apparently there's, it says, Joe Biggs takes to the sky to demonstrate just how serious this manufactured border meltdown really is, with aerial proof of a non-existent border fence on a large portion of the Arizona-Mexico border. It becomes more obvious that the border collapse is an orchestrated and contrived assault on the American people. So, that too. Yeah, that's pretty much the big news that just came out, besides Obama declaring a new world order.
The timely, which was yesterday, which some people thought corresponded with, a huge thunder right outside of my house, which was a, corresponded with the 25th, when some people were thinking might have been the projected date for some kind of an economic shift, reset, the economic reset, Katie, that you did. I know you did a video about it. And, this whole term reset is really a scary thing, because I saw a video from when the IMF head, Christine Lagarde, was in Davos, Switzerland, officially presenting the budget that she discussed in that January video. I'm sorry, not a budget, but a forecast. And she was being interviewed by a Bloomberg reporter, and she very specifically mentioned, we need our third economic reset. Well, world wars are economic resets. That's like when you go to a medical conference and they discuss somebody who had an illness, they say that patient had a negative outcome.
Right.
And so economic resets are the negative outcomes for the world by the form of world wars. And she specifically said we need a third economic reset, which seemed to confirm the suspicions about her January speech that we discussed here, projecting a world war. And so this economic reset term is a very apparently benign term that has very major ramifications. And there are other people who get that too. So keep your ears tuned for that, because this is definitely what they're going to. This is their plan. You know, the reason they do that is quite simple. It's monetary. First of all, everything they do, they plan ahead of time so they can make money off of it. But and within the limits of the control they're allowed to have. However, the idea is, they never want, it's like a casino. You walk into the casino and the odds are always in the favor of the casino. And yeah, you might win occasionally, like investing in a stock or what have you, but in the long run, as long as your assets are in dollar, in denominations that they control, like dollars or some other element of currency, they make sure that with inflation, that element of currency continues to erode and become less and less valuable, so that pensions lose value over time, savings lose value over time, and assets, while the numbers go up, they don't really keep up with the margin that they make on devaluing the currencies. But at some point, the currencies get so devalued that it gets out of control, and they've leveraged leverage. In other words, they've borrowed on borrowing to the point where there are no assets of any use backing up all the loans and all the extended credit. That's when they need an economic reset. And then they reset everything, and eventually, after a lot of turmoil, create solid, stable currencies. And then they begin the whole process all over again. And if they ever allowed deflation, well, that would go against their interests. And people wouldn't have the incentive to continue to spend because the dollar might be more, or your dollar might be worth more tomorrow than it is today. So you might save it. So that could hurt economic activity. So their whole incentive is to continue to erode the value of the consumer and of the earner, while at the same time profiting off of the devaluation of each currency. So you can only go so far, and then you have to reset. And this is what they mean. They have to reset the currencies because they've taken the credit too far to be useful anymore, and it's not a stable system. Okay, somebody else's turn. Keith, did you have anything that Katie didn't have?
Keith?
You may not be near the phone.
Can I read a word from somebody today that was really encouraging?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Says, I am coming. My warnings are done. I am coming to claim what is mine, my beautiful bride. The gates of Hades will be open. There will be no time to hide. The devil has but a short time. The disasters will be many. The time of grace is through. My mighty hand will come against those who intend evil for the apple of my eye. Time is up. I am coming now. The clock has struck midnight. I am taking my bride. This wicked generation will suffer for their evil deeds. My hand is against those who deny me. Soon you will see I am the I am. I come swiftly.
Yep. We're all getting that message. I know I've had the sense that during the show, but of resolution. You know, I'm not sure, outside of fellowship, I'm not sure that, I mean, how many more times can we say that the world's falling apart without it being plainly obvious? I mean, do you think we get it by now? I sure think we do. And there. One other thing, though, I got a text a minute ago. Israel has extended apparently their ceasefire, which is a unilateral one, which means it's only them in Gaza. They have decided to stop their general shelling of targeted areas. Although I just looked, and they're still getting rocket attacks coming out of Gaza into Israel. So I'm not sure how they're handling that, but they're trying to have a unilateral ceasefire while they regroup and then figure out how to go against, I think, bigger and militarily better targets. I'm going to try something here, which I don't normally do. I was inspired to load this song just before the show started, and we will see if it plays. Here we go. Sorry, different song.
around. Honey, I can stand up and face the world. Let me tell you, you'll love me. Keep on lifting me.
Could you do a favor, Jerry, and say a prayer for my health?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, the Father, stuff I've been taking, just pray that the dosage I've been taking, I can keep taking it, because silver is the only thing that's wiping it out, but it's doing such a good job of it that it's causing even more problems than before, so I'm kind of in a catch-22 with it.
Okay, okay. Okay, we'll do that, Keith. We'll do that right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you, and in all of your wisdom and love, we trust you for Keith's condition. We ask that your wisdom not only be applied, but flow into Keith and all his caregivers, prayer partners, that all of the aspects of his condition can be healed, restored, and that any of the things that are in the way of that are become known and become clear, that your wisdom and your love and power work in his life, but also that all those around him receive that clarity so that he can have a quick and graceful positive outcome. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We know your power, and we know that you join us and take great pleasure in sharing your power and the direction of your power with us, that we can see your work manifested and your glory demonstrated. In Jesus' name we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm
just
keep
title.
Bouncing.
Jerry, there's some other news. Oh, I'm sorry. You have something to say, Keith?
Oh, maybe not. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Syria. The U.S. Embassy is now being sent home in Syria. Actually, all U.S. citizens are told to get on planes and get out. So, yeah, Israel is now extended 24-hour thing she brought up. But I did a lot of research last night as to what's so important about Gaza. And I encourage you guys to have some time to look into ET's interest off the coast right there. I mean, it makes the Gulf of Mexico look like a waste of time. They found so much, and no one technically owns it yet. So, again, there's a lot of different reasons this is going on, none of which are truly being reported. But I think it's been so fierce, it's definitely a huge statement. To wrap your centric eyes, I am. I'm just like, oh, you know, but I just think it's a huge statement that Israel's stopping for this period of time.
And yeah, no, I think you're right.
They've had four rockets fired at them the last 2 hours, 2 hours ago is when they stopped. But, yeah, they're still holding fast and not firing back. We shall see.
Yeah. Joe, I'm going to repeat a few things that you said because I think I understood what you were saying, but a lot of the other people are having trouble hearing. You were talking about, I think, Syria, and ISIS is starting to be much more aggressive in the last couple of days. They took over a military base on the Euphrates River, a very significant one, in northern Syria just in the last day or two, and they're getting much more aggressive, and we're not hearing as much about it because of the things going on in Israel and elsewhere. And then I think you also mentioned that large natural gas and oil deposits that are offshore in the Mediterranean, which are huge. And the ownership of all that is disputed, and it's one of the reasons Russia is so interested as an ally of Syria and Iran in that area, because Russia derives a lot of its current income by distributing its natural gas and oil out of the country. And if this European source, if this Mediterranean source would become available through Israel, which is the most likely scenario at the moment, it would seriously affect Russia's income from selling to Europe, and it would really also affect their leverage over the Europeans, because right now, every time the Europeans threaten to do something the Russians don't like, they cut off the gas supply to Europe, and they are not... they don't hold up to that very well. Was that fair, Joe, to the things you were saying,
yes.
I think?
Thank you for translating. I apologize. I've gotten very little sleep and haven't eaten in like 4 days. I'm just like,
yeah.
But I think I've been watching too much news.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's dark, and I think it's, you know, he's just... That's hilarious. I've got a thunderstorm outside, and the sound's coming over. I can hear it over the radio. I think God is speaking, people. It's just time. He's had it. It's like he said to Judy when we were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago, it's on. I believe it is truly on. I believe it is truly time. And I think in many different ways, it seems to me we're seeing certain messages of resolution, at least of our disposition in him. So I know I have good peace about it, although the world is not in a very good condition. And I think he's brought us even closer together. And so we have this time where we're looking and studying and waiting. But honestly, yesterday, actually 2 days after the show, I went and I said, well, I'm going to look at this and that. And it's like, you know what? I'm not sure there's any point in looking at all the decay anymore. He's giving us messages frequently. I think just within our group more than a long time. And he's bringing so many people together in with similar messages. And he's got us very, very focused here on the 28th. And we're familiar with how that projects to the next week, which is the 9th of Av. And I'll also tell you that it projects into the next week, which is a Jewish traditional day for a great day for weddings, which is the 15th of Av. Which, yeah, if you're not familiar with that, it's a minor fast or a minor feast day, but it's got a very cool history, or at least a tradition. Let's put it that way. So all these things are coming, and we know they're coming. And if you doubt it, then you need to reconsider. So just a few minutes left. Lord Jesus, the Spirit of the Bride says, come, come. And we're going to blow the shofar here. Bye, everybody. We'll see you in the air.